start. 7 o'clock. Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting. It's March 13th, 2023. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Garcia?
Here.
Millen?
Here.
Reifstack?
Here.
Schumacher is absent. Schimpf is also absent. Basola?
Yes.
Here. Milsiewski?
Here.
Crawford?
Here.
And Forrestal?
Here.
Thank you.
We have Susan Newstrom from Friends, Craig Soling, our city liaison, and Shelley, our director. Okay, any amendments to the agenda? All right, presentations? All right, so if everybody could look at the minutes, we have two sets, one from last month's board meeting, and then also from the Library Finance Committee meeting. I'll make a motion that we approve the Board of Trustees meetings, Board of Trustees meeting minutes for February 13th, 2023, and also approve the Library Finance Committee meeting minutes for February
27th, 2023.
Second.
Millen?
Yes.
Reifstack?
Yes.
Casola?
Yes.
Milsiewski?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Garcia?
Yes.
Any correspondence? Can we have the Friends of the Library report?
We met this morning, and our current balance is $18,556.23. Jeanette from Children's Programs presented her wish list, and even though we had money allocated, we gave her another $700 for her amazing programs that she's doing, so we approved that. We also, as Shelley pointed out, that in the past we've always paid for the e-newsletter, that library newsletter, changing from Constant Contact to Library Aware, and the past couple of years we haven't done that, so we split it in half, so we paid $700 and $1,300 bill for the part that goes out as the e-letter. So that was approved. We also, Mike Curtis came in and was speaking of his programs and alerted us that there's a lot of volunteers that for the ELP program, but not enough candidates, of course, that want to learn. However, he did notice that because people were coming in and really wanted to, if we could tap into the expertise that's in the community to deliver programs. So it was suggested that we start a task force and kind of assist him in identifying community members and their expertise and maybe bring in kind of just a diverse programs of different things, depending on, you know, what people are looking for. So we're going to start that almost immediately to get that going. We did have a conversation on the 501c3 that continues to be an ongoing conversation, and we are going to vote on the April session. There were pros and cons, of course, and when we're working with attorney, it comes out to about $2,500 to work with the attorney to have that done. I, of course, would go readily go with the attorney because it's a lengthy process, definitely, and you know you just don't want to go back and forth with the IRS 100 times. Mm-hmm. But we also want to hear all the concerns that the members may have and whatever, and so on our April meeting we're going to vote and then see if we move forward on that. We also approve for National Library Week. April 25th is National Library Workers Day, and so we're going to buy box lunches for 24 staff. So that has been approved for approximately $350 on that. So that was our meeting.
Thank you. Can we have the report on the treasurer?
Milshewski?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
Okay. We have the report of the director.
Our STEM kit programs, or kits that you get to check out and take. I'm actually finishing the last report for that grant, and we got some statistics on circulation in that, so I was really surprised at how well those are all circulating. We purchased, with the grant monies, we purchased 35 kits. And every single one of them has been checked out, and some are, you know, in the double digits. So it was awesome. Cheryl did a poetry and art grapevine program that was held on the 25th here in the library. It started with a poem that was given to an artist to create a piece based on that poem. And then that artist's piece was given to another poet, And they created a poem, and then it went back and forth like that for the entire year. So kind of like the game of telephone. So it was interesting to see how that morphed and changed. If you are curious, all of the art and the poems are on display upstairs in our large print room. But this is going to be an ongoing yearly thing that she's going to do, because we've had a lot of requests for like arts and cultural programs and that. So let's see here. I'll run down some of the programs Mike's going to be doing. Military Healthcare 101, March 21st. So that will be speaking specifically to military vets and how they can receive Medicare, sign up for Medicare or Medicare benefits. We're participating again in the library road trip this year. It's running March 25th to April 30th. There are 17 libraries that are participating this year. And if you're not familiar with this, you go to your go to one of these 17 libraries, pick up your passport, you get it stamped, and the library, all the libraries encourage people to come in and see what they have to offer. And if you make it to, depending on how many libraries you make it to, you turn your passport into your home library, and you'll get a certain number of tickets for a raffle, and then we draw from that, and they'll get prizes for that. Pretty nice prizes. $250 was the max that we were to spend, so I bought a prize for an adult and a prize for a kid, so I'll have those displayed in the display cabinet for the entire month as well. But when you go to each library, you also receive like a little trinket from each library. So the Friends were generous enough to give us $500 to purchase handouts and the grand prize drawing. So I purchased little travel tissue packets for your car and Frisbees for kids. And it has our logo on it.
So nice.
Let's see here. Mike has two programs coming up with their Zoom programs with the Illinois Libraries Presents. And the first one will be on April 4th with Danny Trejo. I don't know if any of you are familiar with the actor.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with his name, I'm sure when you see him, you'll recognize him.
Yeah.
I saw Spike.
So he will be speaking. He has a few cookbooks out.
Yes,
he does. He does. But he also owns a couple of restaurants in the LA area as well. So he's been, they say, in over 100 movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it'll be an interesting program. That one is on Tuesday, April 4th. And then April 25th is, I didn't have this on the list for you guys because I just found out about it. Let me find it. Here it is. Secrets of the Puzzle Master, Conversations with Will Shorts. He is the editor of the New York Times crossword puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to create a puzzle specifically for the registers in that register for this event. So that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So they're getting some really good, really, really good presenters.
Mm-hmm.
March 29th, we have a Night to Remember, True Adventures of the Local Paranormal Investigation Team.
Mm-hmm.
We're up to 74 people registered for that program.
That's
so,
very popular.
As Mike says, he's surprised at the popularity of ghosts and ukuleles here at the library.
Tornadoes.
Tornadoes. Yes.
Oh,
goodness. So, let's see. We are also having on April 15th the Adult English Language Learners Open House.
Mm-hmm.
So So this is a conversation-based English language learning program for adults. So this will be an open house for participants to meet some of the volunteers and find out more about the program. Let's see here. That's about it for programs.
We have clearance?
Yes. He's on here on page 30. Clarence Goodman, he will be coming to talk about Martin Luther King in Chicago. He will be here April 11th at 7 o'clock in person here. Mike says there's a good registration for that program as well. I didn't check that one. As far as library operations go, not much going on with the library. Not much needing repair. So, yeah. We did have on the 27th of February, a fire alarm call went out, and it was determined to be a defective smoke detector. So we had to have that replaced. So that was replaced, and we'll be seeing a bill for that. $725, which actually was a good price because I called Fox Valley Fire and they wanted $1,200 just to come out.
Holy
smoker. So,
wow.
So I ended up calling ABS. They came out.
Good.
And for their time and the replacement of the smoke detector was $725.
Yeah. That's great.
Yep. We had our fire sprinkler inspected on the 2nd of March, so we're good for another year with that. And we had 15 employees complete the CPR AED certification training. So, yep.
That's good.
And lastly, there is a House bill that our new Secretary of State, Alexei Genilius, has drafted, and it's basically it's supporting, I'll read the policy verbatim here. No,
okay.
It's not. So this is to encourage and protect the freedom of public libraries and library systems to acquire materials without external limitations to be protected against attempts to ban, remove, or otherwise restrict access to books or other materials. So he's just wanting to support public libraries and school libraries with the censorship of books and resources that's going around. So they put out a call for library advocates to sign a witness slip in support of this bill, so I went ahead and did that on the library's behalf. There was over 800 advocates that signed this, and then it went to committee for discussion, and it passed committee, so now it will go to the House for a vote. But basically, all it is explains that libraries, to be eligible for state funding, would have to adhere to the American Library Association Bill of Rights, which is what we do already. It's in our policy book. So, and it's also part of the checklist of all the things that I bore you with. So, nothing's changed. It's just bringing more light to this and more support, unified support. So, I just wanted to make you aware of that. That's it. That's my report.
Thank you. So welcome, Craig.
Thank you.
Is there anything from the city that we may need to know?
I know there was some discussion that was brought to me about the solar panels.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of projects that we're entertaining with the city as far as solar goes. We haven't really discussed this building in particular, but from the vibe that I'm getting was it doesn't sound like the city council is very much in favor
okay.
of putting them up on the roof.
Okay.
I think structure-wise, we're not really sure if the building can handle it.
Right.
There's still more deliberation to have on it, but I don't think that's going to move through.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I don't know what your guys' thoughts on that were, but in theory, it's a good idea.
Yes.
But mm-hmm. we just think it's going to probably be more of a problem than...
Well, with the age of the roof and other things, you know... I would need an engineering, just an engineer to sign off that the roof can support it. You know, right. I don't want to have anything that, would cause any issue, damage to our stacks or patrons.
The vibe I'm getting from all the other city councils, I don't think we'd be in favor of it. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Can we check that one off of her?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see, standing committees. So finance had one. Jackie, could you let us know?
Yeah. We had Jeff from the city and the finance committee, and he presented in the packet. The back. And we proposed. He took all the suggestions we made, and Steve Roush made Shelley. They worked on adjusting the budget to address that. So, and it's, Marlon's minutes are really good, he should, just to touch base on that, he projected a $75,000 surplus for this year mm-hmm. on our budget, and the fund balance of almost $1 million. And next year, he did project a decline in the fund balance, but he said overall, we're in a good position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to have, he's projecting 2024 that there could be a deficit.
Okay.
And it's basically because of repairs.
Okay.
And then a swing back the other way. So it's just, he has restructured it with all the suggestions so that we can start putting in more money away for the repairs that have to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at page 67, there's outside repair maintenance is projected to be $130,000.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just kind of putting us in a better position.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Inevitable.
So then the budget, we'll have to approve it next month. Do we need to have another meeting to go over it? Is there anything else that we need to do with the budget? Or do we?
I think so, unless there's any comments or questions, I think at the meeting we were already okay with it.
Okay, so then next
month. We're okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then next month we'll put it on the agenda and we'll...
The only thing that I might add is Brett had suggested adding more cameras. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that included in this.
Okay.
Security cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So I can talk to Rob about mm-hmm. where we put that in the budget, mm-hmm. whether it's considered building improvements or if we just do it as outside repair maintenance.
Okay.
It's like 5 or 6, right?
Yeah, they're like 1,000, right?
It's about 6,000 for 5 cameras.
Okay.
We have 12 new ones now, and we currently had 31 old cameras, so I'm still kind of doing a camera study to see if we need all 31 or if some of those will reach out into other areas and overlap, so we might not need as many cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure if we did at least 5 the beginning of the year and maybe see where we are at the end of the year, if we could squeeze another 5 in, then we might only need to do 1 more year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'll talk to Rob about where that should be in this budget. I don't know if it would go into under the capital fund for building improvements, or if it would go into the general fund under outside repair maintenance. I don't know.
Okay.
Otherwise, I guess you guys don't see any other needs.
These are interior cameras?
Yes. There might be one exterior one.
Didn't we have a technology one?
Do we have like a line item for technology?
We do. We do have that too. It could come out of that, out of capital. I think we have $25,000 for computer and software. That's right.
Maybe watch the balance of that. It'd be nice to have these up more updated.
Yeah. It was helpful this weekend.
Okay.
There were some other things. If you look at the minutes on page 8, he had brought in the building evaluation that report. So we also talked about that too. And there's, you know, some stuff that, and some things that Steve suggested that were not included in the budget, but that you know, down and that to be aware of. I mean, we brought up carpeting and. The elevator plumbing.
I remember that.
Unfortunately, the HVAC is a pressing issue that we have to work on. And I moved around things too that help you with books and.
Yes.
So, it's got a little bit more spending, areas of spending, and things with the library. So if everybody's okay with it, you know, you can move on to a vote.
Next month. Because it wasn't on the agenda. So.
Right. Yeah. Just yeah, discussion that's yeah. not approval. Mm-hmm. I can put that as new business or approval.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So as unfinished business, we have HVAC update.
Yeah.
Will so ever be finished.
Last month, Jackie had asked to see kind of a breakdown of what we've spent with Trico this year.
Mm-hmm.
So on page 39, I did just a really brief spreadsheet of the invoices that we've paid for the month. So the unexpected one, well, they're not all unexpected, but the flood, the one from the flood, $13,840 is included in this. Otherwise, these are all repairs that have been ongoing. And then the supporting service orders and invoices to follow through to page 63. That's my update.
Okay.
I don't believe we have anything waiting to be fixed, so Ted hasn't looked for anything.
Okay, then I guess we, if there's, are there any questions about the HVAC?
No, I just thank you for putting it.
Yeah.
Kind of when you say it, it's sure. You know, when we're paying it every month,
yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah, it's good to actually see.
Mm-hmm.
It risen. Mm-hmm. Okay, so FY24 budget discussion.
We kind of had that.
Okay. So we'll need to set a physical facilities committee meeting to go over priorities on repairs and just talk about what we need to address in the library.
I was going to propose 6 o'clock before the next month's meeting.
So when is that on the...
Next month's meeting is
10th?
April 10th.
Okay, sounds good.
May I ask who is on that being new?
Yeah, so, thank you.
So,
I don't know.
You, me...
Sorry, I didn't have that.
Ryan's the chair, me, Jackie, and Brett.
Okay.
Surprise.
Ryan, you.
I know you've told me.
Just the three of us.
No, Brett.
Okay.
Wow, I shouldn't.
That's Carlos, can you make the 6 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, so let's see. 4:10. All right, so next is the review of the executive session minutes. So we have two packets. This seems to come a lot sooner than it should.
You have to do this every 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got packet 2, which has minutes from July. Yes.
You're not going into executive session.
Not yet.
Right?
Not yet.
Okay.
So we've got one packet that is everything from 87.
Correct. Those are the ones that you have previously voted to keep suppressed. And
these are new.
Yes.
Okay. So
if you want to release anything from there, you have to go through it and decide. Okay. And just pull it out and set it aside. Mm-hmm.
All right, and I guess there isn't anything else that we want to talk about, then I'll make a motion that we go into executive session for the discussion of minutes of meeting lawfully closed under the Open Meetings Act, whether for purpose of approval by the body of the minutes or semi-annual review of the minutes as mandated by Section 2.06.
Sorry.
Go ahead and go into. Okay, so we've come out of executive session. We've reviewed the minutes. So we will release the executive session Board of Trustees minutes for Monday, July 11th, 2022, and also release the executive session Board of Trustees minutes also for July 11th, 2022.
Second.
Okay. All right, and then we will keep packet 1 closed. So that's the motion. Everything
good.
All's good. Okay. And I see no other reason for us to be here, so adjourn.